Most Kurds in northern Iraq want the United States to overthrow Saddam Hussein. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from the Kurdish town of Sulaymaniyah on why the Kurds are willing to risk another war on their territory for the sake of regime change in Baghdad.
Curator Berzan Hassan Ahmad gives visitors a tour of a former Iraqi prison. The Kurdish government is turning this cavernous detention hall, as well as the cramped cells that were used for solitary confinement, into a museum dedicated to remembering the many victims of Iraqi repression. Part of the exhibit includes this scratchy cassette recording of an Iraqi security agent torturing and interrogating a Kurdish prisoner. The tape goes on for more than 10 minutes until the prisoner repeats the words, "I'm dying." The interrogator then orders guards to bring the man his clothes. Guiding visitors through what was once the torture chamber, Ahmad explains that Iraqi security officials usually strip their prisoners naked for interrogation sessions.
There was a table here. The prisoner was handcuffed to backside, and they were hanging them by their handcuffs to those hooks, and using electricity shocks on their nipples and also their knees.
Recently, a half dozen boys made an after-school visit to the museum. We came to see the photo exhibit, they say. We thought we could find a picture of one of our missing relatives. These 12 to 14-year-old boys were all born after Baghdad's infamous Anfal campaign, when in the late 1980s, the Iraqi army crushed a Kurdish rebellion by destroying thousands of villages. Like most of his friends here, 14-year-old Jawad Khadim Mahmoud lost family members in what is now called the Kurdish genocide. They killed my uncle, he says. All I know, adds Jawad, is that he had a photocopying business. He died before I was born. Jawad and his five friends are all recent victims of another Iraqi move against the Kurds, ethnic cleansing. Over the past 3 years, their families were all expelled from cities in Baghdad-controlled Iraq simply because of their Kurdish ethnicity. The schoolboys have a message for Washington.
We can write to George Bush, please liberate our country as soon as possible. Please don't delay it, please don't postpone it. Because we want to remove this guy and overthrow this Saddam Hussein as soon as possible.
That same message is heard all across northern Iraq these days. In dozens of interviews, Iraqi Kurds, as well as ethnic Assyrians, Turkmen, and Arabs, say they'll risk yet another war if it will remove the government in Baghdad. Barham Saleh is one of the top Kurdish officials here.
This regime in 35 years has caused the death of at least 2 million people in foreign wars and internal repression. If you are serious about peace, you must be for a war of liberation to remove this tyranny from power and to give the people of Iraq a space within which they can live in peace and harmony.
Saleh claims the Baghdad government is at war with the Iraqi people. If this is true, Nazif Namik may be one of the most recent casualties of this conflict. The 37-year-old mother of eight says an Iraqi army officer caught her smuggling kerosene from Baghdad-controlled Iraq to the Kurdish enclave last Sunday. Nazif says the lieutenant doused her with the same fuel and then put a cigarette lighter to her kerosene-soaked dress. Lying in agony on a hospital bed, her forearms burned all the way from her elbows to the charred and swollen tips of her fingers, Nazif prays for war.
Only I need to make the war because I don't need Saddam to remain here.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Sulaymaniyah in northern Iraq.